Today, we're going to be focusing on the Valley.
Really?
Today, we have a newcomer to the show. It's the voice of the Valley.
That's deep in the Valley?
We'll find out how deep it is in the Valley. His name is Mark Perry. He is the executive director of Inglewood Courtyard, which is a marvelous facility.
I understand you were out there.
I was. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But first of all, let's say good morning to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. Wonderful day out here.
It's not so fine here on the coast.
Well, you're sending us a little fog, and it looks like it's clearing in a couple spots, so we'll be okay soon.
Bill was just saying a second ago that I was out to visit you this past week, which I was. I had a great time. Thank you for your hospitality. And we decided we should talk a little bit about Chilliwack, because I know that people are moving from the coast inland, right?
That's correct, yeah. Lots of people coming from Vancouver, Tawas and Richmond area, Surrey, Langley, moving further east, where values for real estate are mighty fine.
82% of the people that actually come out to see your facility and also move out to the Valley are from the west side of things. 82%.
That's correct. Yeah, that's a great number. Everybody looking to free up some money to buy a retirement home out here in Chilliwack, and we're doing really well.
We always think of Chilliwack almost like Victoria, a place for newlyweds and almost deads, but there's a lot of development going on out there, lots of building and lots of families moving out in that area too.
There is, very much so. You know, I talked to my friend Glenn White, who's the manager of land development to the city of Chilliwack, and he says that for the month of September, we're up nicely from September of last year. So that's nice news.
What do you think is causing people to make that move?
You know, I think a lot of it is affordability, and we've got good product here. We've got nice townhomes, nice family homes. And then, of course, for the silver economy, the retiring baby boomer, our condo development out here, we've got up to 175 units coming. So we've got lots of product here.
People can actually work from home, so they don't have to worry about doing that long commute. If their head office is downtown Vancouver, they only go in maybe once or twice a week, and they can live out in beautiful Chilliwack.
That's very much so. Yeah, I've got a good friend that works for TELUS that works from home out here, and she goes into town once a month, and it's mighty fine living out here for her.
One of the great things, too, I find about your area is the Cultus Lake new park they have out there now. There's an amusement park, lots of great rides, all sorts of great things going on. Yeah.
We're Chilliwack gets its name from the local First Nation language, which means travel by way of backwater. So water and rivers are dear to our community, and we've got a big clean up the river event happening tomorrow. Everybody will go down and a barbecue afterwards at the Chilliwack Fish and Game Club. We take our rivers and our water very precious.
One of the things I find very amusing, I get a little smile on my face every time I drive to your marvelous part of the province, is I'm going down the freeway heading east and I go past a place called Luckacuck. It's just one of those things.
Well, again, there's paying homage to our First Nations culture out here in Chilliwack.
I actually did look that up once, and I forgot what I meant, but it actually does mean something, doesn't it?
It does, and I can't tell you exactly what it means, but I do know that it's obviously First Nation from the style of First Nation.
If anybody wants to know, just go to the internet and show you what's there. You can find out whatever you want out there, right?
Right.
Yes, Tom.
Yes, Tom.
It's a new thing called the internet.
Internet.
Not intra.
No, internet. And apparently, if Mark and I wanted to send letters to each other with him being in Chilliwack and me being here in South Surrey or Richmond, I could actually do that.
You don't need a stamp.
We're on to something new. You bet.
Now, in Chilliwack, you've got that great shopping mall. They're right in the corner of one end, the south side of Chilliwack.
Yeah, we've got a couple of new shopping malls. The newest one, Eagle Landing, which has a Walmart and Home Depot one. It's a First Nations development. Very exciting. And then we've got sort of Cottonwood Mall and a couple of the older ones that are big facilities, Target and stores. And yeah, I'm very proud of what we've got here commercially.
That's a good thing, too, about your area is I know this gas is a lot cheaper.
That's correct. Yep. We don't pay as much taxes as you city folks.
Well, that's because you're further east than we are, I guess, and, you know, they have to transport.
They're closer to Alberta.
They're closer, yeah, you're closer to Alberta than we are. But it's true. Mark, before I come out to visit you or my family out there, what I do is I make sure my car is, like, maybe down about a quarter of a tank. I can get out there, no problem. And coming home, I just fill up with that cheap gas. It's great.
Exactly. Now, I understand they're doing some renovations or some renos in downtown Chilliwack. They're doing some really unique developments in that area.
That's right. There's a big revitalization going on in downtown. They're certainly planning and taking lots of questions and getting input and ideas from the general public and developers like myself. And I think there's good things coming to downtown Chilliwack.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about your project, which is near and dear to your heart, Inglewood Courtyard. Tell me about that.
Inglewood is a retirement condo community. We're a gated community. We have up to 175 condos coming and three buildings. We're selling our first building right now. It's a 40-unit building. It's a five-story wood frame building. It's the tallest wood frame building, I think, in the Upper Fraser Valley. Our square footage is from 879 square feet to 1,224 square feet. Each unit has a covered deck. On average, they're about 200 square feet, which is a wonderful addition to your condo size. Ranging in price from $179,000 to about $320,000. And right now, I've got a $25,000 construction discount for for selected units. Market's been great to us, and we'll certainly be well received by retiring baby boomers.
Now, a lot of people from this area move out to your area. In fact, you said 82% of the people that come to visit you are from our side. And if they maybe sell a house in West Point, Grey Dunbar, buy a place in Chilliwack, they got a few bucks left over. A lot of them buy RVs, and I understand if they're to move into the Inglewood Courtyard, you have RV parking as well.
We sure do, and it really is a change of lifestyle. So many of our purchasers come, they all buy a condo and get themselves a new RV, and then they'll hit the road, and they can take great comfort knowing that we're a gated facility and their neighbors are their peers. So it's a lot of fun for everyone.
When you and I were having lunch this past week, I said, you know, every time Sherry talks to developers, she's got a question for him. So here it comes.
Well, being a realtor with RE/MAX, I just wondered if you do cooperate with realtors.
Yes, of course we do. Our listings are all on MLS. In fact, we have some great bonuses for outside realtors. So we've certainly been well received by our local realtor community and realtors from far away.
Mark and I got together this week. I asked him that question. I said, do you work with realtors? He said, of course. And I said, well, Sherry's going to ask you that when we get you on the air. And I'm glad Mark didn't change his answer because I didn't.
As a realtor, Sherry, I'm glad you asked me that.
Well, that's right, too. I forgot to mention that Mark is a realtor himself.
Oh, good. Good.
So
realtor to realtor.
That's right.
Let's
he appreciates
talk.
All the things that you people do. Mark, it's wonderful. Now, your website is inglewoodcourtyard.ca, just the way it sounds, inglewoodcourtyard.ca. And if anybody wanted to give you a call to find out more about the project or about Chilliwack, what's your telephone number?
778-240-8513.
778-240-8513. 778-240-8513. Last time you were on the show with us, you said your dad heard you.
Yeah, he did, up in Quadra Island, so that was really good news.
This show just gets everywhere, man.
That's right.
I heard in San Francisco.
Yeah, and Bill was down in San Francisco last week and heard us down there, too. So Chilliwack sounds like it could be a very inviting place. You always have room for a few more people to make a move out there. So again, give Mark a call, 778-240-8513, if you'd like some information about Chilliwack, or if you'd like to get some more information about Inglewood Courtyard on the web. It's inglewoodcourtyard.ca. Well, the voice of the valley, you did a great job. Will you come back and visit us again?
I'd love to, yep, I really would.
Going to go and clean up the river tomorrow, I hear.
I am going to go help clean up the river tomorrow, and we'll do a good job of collecting anything that shouldn't be there.
Well, that's great. Mark, thank you for being with us, and you and I will chat soon.
Thanks, folks. Have a good day.
You too. Enjoy yourself. That's Mark Perry, and he is the executive director of Inglewood Courtyard in Chilliwack, retirement community. It's being built. It's a great place. 82% of the people that go out there are from this area here in the Lower Mainland, Greater Vancouver.
Wow.
Part of it makes sense when you think about it, because everybody comes to Vancouver initially to settle here and then realize it's so expensive, and so they start drifting further and further east, and so, obviously Chilliwack's a good choice.
Makes a lot of sense.